VA made the decision on April 19th, saying it would focus its resources on claims that have been pending for 2 years or longer and process each and every one of those long overdue requests within 60 days. A little more than halfway through that time period, VA says things are on track. Allison Hickey, VA's Undersecretary for Benefits, says the department started with nearly 68,000 extremely old claims. As of this week, it's reached a decision on 51% of them.
So far, I am encouraged that this initiative, along with our transformation components, is working. For veterans who have waited the longest, they are getting decisions on their claims. The grant rate for this two-year category of claims to date is 70% and is on par with our historic averages. These are quality decisions for our veterans. Our national claim level quality for April was 90.57%, an all-time high for VBA. And medical issue quality within that claim averaged 95.9%.
Hickey says VA is also taking steps to start sending payments to veterans who have been waiting the longest, even in cases where it still needs more evidence to make a final decision.
In order to expedite claims decisions for veterans who have waited the longest, we made an important policy decision that allows for a provisional rating based on the current evidence that VA has obtained, provided it meets the minimum legal requirement. The goal of the provisional rating is to provide veterans applicable benefits more quickly, but at the same time, it provides them with a safety net. If a provisional decision is used, veterans have up to 1 year to submit additional evidence or request that VA obtain additional evidence to change the provisional rating. If the minimum required evidence to decide a claim is not present, like service treatment records or VA medical examinations, VA will not make a provisional decision until it is obtained.
Hickey says VA has also cut its overall number of backlog claims, those that have been pending for more than 125 days, by about 50,000 over the last 2 months. She testified before the House Veterans Affairs Committee on Wednesday, where lawmakers had mixed reactions. Jeff Miller, the committee chairman, says it's obviously good news that veterans who have been waiting years for an answer now have one. But VA's ability to quickly process those claims now begs an obvious question.
All of a sudden, within 30 days, you've been able to give a permanent decision after they've waited 3 years, 2 years. How does that happen, that a file can sit that long without a permanent decision being done?
Hickey says the department doesn't consider years-long waits to be acceptable, but the largest contributing factor, she says, was VA Secretary Eric Shinseki's 2010 decision to make it easier for Vietnam-era veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange to apply for and receive benefits. That led to a sudden surge of 260,000 new claims, and at the time, processing those was a top VA priority.
We took 37% of our workforce out of the main body of claims, leaving 63% to do the rest of those claims, while the 37% focused on those 260,000 Agent Orange claims for our Vietnam veterans over the last 2.5 years. Yes, claims got old. They did. We are sorry about that. We're working hard. We took that manpower, that FTE that had been pointed at those Agent Orange claims. They required a little additional training because they'd only been doing 3 presumptive conditions for 2.5 years. Once we got them kind of back up to speed and could go ahead and surge on that, that's why we focused on getting these old claims done.
VA says it's still committed to completely eliminating the backlog by 2015 and to processing all claims within 125 days. It's seen scant progress so far, but the department believes its transition away from paper records and into the completely electronic Veterans Benefits Management System will let it meet that goal. Vets who submit their claims through VA's online portal, eBenefits, are getting their claims processed completely electronically within about 80 days, Hickey says, as long as they also upload all the necessary supporting documentation. But the shift away from paper and toward automation only eliminates one part of the bottleneck. For example, she says, VA is still having trouble getting medical records from DOD when a service member is first discharged from the military.
And in some cases, they transfer things relatively quickly. Part of my issue is it's not complete. And part of my requirement is to make the very best decision for that veteran, that family member, or that survivor with all the evidence there is in the DOD system. And not to have to recycle back in for a piece of data that may not seem important in the grand scheme of everything the DOD gives us, and they partner and give us a lot of data, But in the grand scheme of the decision and the ability to say yes to that veteran or no to that veteran, it makes all the difference in the world to us.
Hickey says DOD has agreed to provide VA with comprehensive medical records for every discharged service member by June 1st. After that, if a record is not complete, VA will send it back to DOD and blame the Pentagon for any delays on an individual case. Once VA has finished processing all of its two-year-old claims cases, it will move on to claims that are more than 1 year old. It aims to process all of those within the following 5 months. Lawmakers are worried that the new attention to old claims, though, will mean that the new ones will fall further behind than they ought to. Again, House Veterans Chairman Jeff Miller.
Every veteran deserves a thorough, fair, and timely evaluation of their claims, regardless of when that claim might have been filed. This policy should not interfere with that concept, and I hope that it is not a practice that will continue for a long period of time.
Hickey says VA intends to dig out of the backlog and never return to it. Last week, the department ordered all of its claims processing staff to work mandatory overtime to chip away at the backlog. But she says the intensive effort on old claims won't change the way it treats new ones that it's putting through a newly created fast lane, where certain categories of beneficiaries get prioritized.
If you fall into one of those priority groups, I don't care whether you're a minute old in our system where you are considered a priority, which is any veteran who is seriously injured, ill and injured, immediately in the priority bucket. Medal of Honor recipient, former prisoner of war, veteran who is facing extreme financial hardship, they're about to lose their home or their ability to eat, things like that. Any veteran who is terminally ill, we want to know that so we can expedite that claim right away. And we're also doing fully developed claims. Yes, it's an incentive. We want to incentivize new behavior that drives us to that faster process. So we are prioritizing fully developed claims, and they can be brand new ones that just came in the door.
Fully developed claims are those that arrive at VA with all the supporting evidence the agency needs in order to make a decision. They're usually submitted with the help of veteran services organizations whose caseworkers help individual veterans one-on-one. This week, VA signed a formal agreement with the American Legion and Disabled American Veterans on best practices for those claims, which VA says it can process in half the time traditional claims take. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.